Be speaking on the God of protection. But first I want to recognize Pastor Appreciation Month for my three pastors, Pastor Rick, Mama Scott, Pastor Linda, which has been such a blessing to me in my life, really have, who have helped me grow, who have encouraged, who have taught, me how to lead, taught me how to be a spiritual woman, a godly woman. They have taught me to be that and to represent Jesus no matter where I go. So I give him glory, honor, and praise, and I thank God for my pastors, wonderful pastors. The God of protection, hallelujah. Yeah, these are some devastating times. The word of God says in 2 Timothy 3:1, there will be terrible times in the last days. Okay. I had a story to tell, but I don't know if it should be. It's a protection story that had happened a pretty good while, and many of us have those testimonies of protection. Each and every one of us have a library full of testimonies of how God protects. But one stand out the most for me was that it was on Warwick and Hall Street when we was at our old church. And one day I was going to get some gas, and I went into the service, into the place to get some gas. And when I got some gas and I paid for it, and I decided I wanted to get me some juice. And when I got the juice, I came rushing with it, and it broke. And when it broke, it fell on this man with white, brand new white tennis shoes. My head was down like this, and I didn't look up, because I know then, I said, okay, if this is it, this is going to be it. You know how y'all guys is about your tennis shoes. And these days and time, you can't say nothing about people's shoes or look at them the wrong way unless they take you out of here. So I kept my head down and I wouldn't look up, and I kept saying, you know, I didn't even call upon the name of Jesus, even though I know them. Like we was talking about this morning, about we don't know what will happen if we're in a situation. But that was a situation. And I kept my head down, and all I could see was the white tennis shoes with all this red stuff on it, drank. And you could hear the people had said, nobody exhale, you know, he just inhale. And so if there was a time for me to be pitiful, would have been a time to be pitiful. So I finally raised my head up and I looked at him. And I said, sir, I am so sorry that I messed your shoes up. I'm so sorry. And he looked at me for a moment, and he said, Mama, you okay? Mama got out of that store, you hear me? Mama got out of that store. I don't know if that was a time when my hair was gray, but it was gray when I left for there, probably. I just want to thank God for that, because that stood out. That really stood out. Then God, the grace and God mercy was truly done that day. Okay. When you are going through a difficult time, the God of protection, Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am the God. I will strengthen thee, ye. I will help thee, ye. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all that were incensed against thee should be ashamed and confronted. They should be as nothing, and they that strive with thee should perish. Mm-hmm. And then it's Psalm 91:15. That's the one still for the difficulty. I figure it's quicker to let Demetrius do it than me going through the Bible. He should call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. God will protect your mind. Isaiah 26:3. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. God will keep you with peace. John 14, chapter, verse 22. Judas said unto him, not Iris, Lord, it liveth God. Okay. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto thee and not unto the world? Is that the right one, Dimitri? Mm-hmm. Okay. Somehow I must have got that mixed up, because that's not it. It probably is it, but the one, okay. Okay. All right. Okay, the next one is God will protect your finances. Malachi 3:8. Will a man rob God? Yet he had robbed me. But he said within, have we robbed thee in tithes and offerings? Psalm 37:19. Still, for God will protect our finances. They should not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine, they should be satisfied. Now, people may ask the questions, why did God allow some things happen? And when things happen, tragedy happened, and they might say, well, God didn't protect my loved one, or God wasn't there for that person. He was there. But things happen. He reigned on the just as well as the unjust. And man has a sinful nature. And man have choice to do good or to do evil, to follow God and Jesus or to follow after sin. And there's come a time in each and every one of our lives that we have an appointed time to go home to be with the Lord. And we need to pay attention when God is delaying you from putting a stumbling block in your way. He is keeping you from danger. These also go with prayer too. So when you ask, you pray sometimes, and you might not get your prayers answered whenever you want. It's good that he loves us so much, he don't give us everything we ask for, because we won't be able to mature enough to handle it. So whenever you get up in the morning, and you might grab your pocketbook and get ready to run out the door and the keys fall out of your hand or something like that, that's a delay. And I know I was coming to Bible study about a week ago, and I told Gwen I started out early that morning to get here by 7:30. Well, I went to the service stage. You know how fast it is to get gas. You just put it in there and you just go. Well, I got to the gas tank and put the hose in, and looked at the thing, and it was saying, beep, 1, 2, 3. I said, what is wrong with this gas tank thing? I'm glad I didn't get a full-up tank that day, because I probably was still at that gas tank now trying to get gas. Then after I finished getting the gas, I got on the highway, and then it was two people on the chipping hay, one on this side and one on the other side. I could not even go 60 miles an hour. They looked like they were sightseeing. Just, they wouldn't move. They just stood, you know, just cruise on. And I was like, okay. And then after that, I said, okay, Lord, I need to pay attention. Because you're speaking to me and you're trying to get my attention. Please, when he's trying to take you through those things, please, like Todd said last week, when he show you a sign, pay attention. He's trying to tell you something. Oh, slow down. Listen. Now, my summary I have left to say, I'm almost coming to the end. This is something I'm saying for myself, because I had to repent for my heart being lazy and not doing this. When God wake you up, pray God protection over yourself and your family, church family, friends. Read Psalms 91. Put on your whole armor of God. And then put the blood of Jesus. Anoint yourself with the blood of Jesus. And then send your angels to go before you. So I just give God the glory and honor and praise for the word today. This is what I have. This is it.